Hello everybody, welcome to Mice Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Mice. I'm sorry for my voice, I have a cold, and I'm not feeling well. Anyway, today's episode is about sleep, in honor of the World Sleep Day, that occurs every Friday before the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. To be more specific, the Friday before March 20. This day was founded in 2008 by the organizations that formed the World Sleep Society to celebrate the benefits of good and healthy sleep and to draw attention to the important issues related to sleep, including medicine, education, and social aspects, to promote prevention and management of sleep disorders. The first co-chairs of World Sleep Day were two professors of neurology, the Italian Liborio Perino and the Spanish-American Antonio Culebras. In the last couple of weeks, I've been sleeping bad, and therefore I was inspired to talk about this topic. As I said in an episode, I mentioned being anemic in episode 33, season 1, and there are periods in which I have trouble sleeping, and it is a normal period of insomnia, a sleep disorder in which it is hard to fall asleep. But it's important to find a way to solve the problem that doesn't let you have a good quality, instead of looking for the increase in the quantity of sleep hours. We spend approximately a third of our life asleep, on average 8 hours over 24 that makes a day. And if you have a lack of good quality sleep, this may negatively affect your daily lives and long-term health in many significant ways. Take your time to think about what could happen if you don't sleep well and you feel your energy drained. A lack of good quality sleep affects our ability to make decisions and limits our attention span, impacting both our professional and personal lives. Therefore, it's not important how many hours you sleep, but how you sleep. And this varies from person to person. Everyone deserves a good quality night's sleep because your brain needs it to be able to face the next day. Some people need more or less than the average 8 hours, but it's up to you to handle it. According to a study, over 50 to 70 million people have some type of sleeping disorder, meaning that a lot of people are suffering from sleep deprivation, which affects in different ways their everyday life. Maybe I should explain briefly the various phases of sleep and how we work during the night. Let's start by explaining that we have a 24-hour rhythm, a biological rhythm medically called circadian, which is the physical, mental, and behavioral changes a person experiences over a 24-hour cycle. This cycle is managed by an internal clock, which controls functions like sleep, body temperature, hormonal changes, and it is synchronized with the solar system, meaning some biological processes are affected by environmental cues, especially the light. Let's make it more clear. During the day, we are awake and active because the light exposure causes our biological clock to send signals. And when the night falls, we are free from them and we start to produce melatonin, a hormone that promotes sleep and helps to stay asleep when the sunlight is gone. I hope I made it clear. However, when this rhythm is thrown off, then it creates problems such as insomnia, nightmares, and so on. And there are several factors that I want least, but you may guess for sure. You know, we sleep when our body powers down and becomes less active for several reasons. For example, processing daily information, energy storage and self-recovery. But the brain is still working and its activity has a predictable and repeated cycle pattern divided into categories, REM and non-REM sleep, in which REM stands for rapid eye movement. Non-REM sleep has three stages. Stage 1 and 2 are considered light sleep. Stage 1 is really quick and it is a sort of preparation for the second stage, in which the body enters a more subdued state, including a drop in temperature, relaxed muscles, and slowed breathing and heart rate. It is about 10-20 minutes during the first cycle, and during the night becomes longer. Then, in the third stage, is important. The body is relaxed even further, and you sleep very deep. It is almost difficult to awaken from, and it lasts about 20-40 minutes, and during the night becomes shorter. After the non-REM sleep, it comes the REM sleep, the stage where most dreams happen, and as the night goes on, REM stages get longer, between 10 to 60 minutes on average. I hope you understand better the structure of sleep in general, because if you know the pattern, you may understand better how important it is to not let affect sleep and to promote falling asleep easily. A solution is to let our body increase melatonin production, which usually begins around 9 p.m. It is important to avoid any kind of distraction that may prevent or lower the start of the sleep process. This means that we should find our personal sleep hygiene to have a good quality sleep by having a routine that should be constantly updated. For example, in summer, the hotter temperature prevents sleep, longer daylight and higher temperature. Therefore, you should adapt your sleep considering different factors. Remember that we are all different and we react really differently to external stimuli. Anyway, in literature, sleep was seen as a way to escape from reality and to dream. I want to recall you the figure of Morpheus, a god associated with sleep and dreams in Greek mythology, that inspired some novels to create the figure called the Sandman. The Sandman is a traditional character in many children's stories and books who puts people to sleep and encourages and inspires beautiful dreams by sprinkling magical sand under their eyes. The most known is a comic book franchise written by Neil Gaiman, The Sandman, a dark fantasy that follows Dream, or Morpheus, who is one of the seven endless, who are anthropomorphic personified as entities. The story starts when Morpheus is captured by an occult ritual and held prisoner for about 70 years. And after he escapes, in the modern day, he tries to rebuild his kingdom, which has fallen into disrepair in his absence. Maybe you have watched the TV show released by Netflix in 2022, with Tom Sturridge starring as Morpheus. I started to read a book that gives advice about how to improve your sleep from the guru and sleep coach Nick Littlehales. The book is called Sleep: Change the Way You Sleep with This 90 Minutes Read. To be honest, it doesn't say something new to me, because I know already which are the different strategies to induce sleep and what to avoid before going to bed. But as I said before, we are different And sometimes we don't consider several factors, but it could be a good suggestion for you, dear listeners. For example, if you think about some factors, did you know that the moon cycle may affect our sleep quality? And there are no confirmation about that. Some people during the full moon feel tired and nervous, while others may feel restless nights across various moon phases. What we know for sure is that moonlight can also affect melatonin production, but we don't know actually why and how. Before concluding, I want to recall that good quality sleep can be improved by a change in our established sleep routine, and that sleep is a way to refresh ourselves, to process what happens during the day, and of course to be free. I don't know if you believe it or not, but during the night I think that our body stays still, but our soul or mind or subconscious or whatever you believe in is free to navigate, to fly away, and we actually are not conscious about that, about what really happened during the sleep process. Who knows? I'm free to think that in the night we are living something incredible. Have you ever thought why we don't actually remember what we dream of? Or why sometimes we dream so vividly that it seems so real? Therefore, sleep is important. It is a fascinating process that we cannot define, but it is something that we need. Stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.